John Gilmore
on BBC Radio Lancashire.
My next guest is heading up a campaign to get the motorcycle legend from Morecambe, John McGuinness, to open the new Heysham Link Road later this year when it's finished. Neil joins me, Neil Morris, this afternoon, who started the campaign. I think in your eyes, Neil, there's only one man to do this, isn't there?
Yes, I'm not going to sound very objective about this, but we started a campaign via the dealership I work for, Northwest Honda Lancaster in Morecambe. And initially it was a Facebook group, John McGuinness to open the M6 Link Road. Thought it was a great idea, and he's so synonymous with the area. You know, this guy, for those who don't know, has won 23 races at the Isle of Man TT. A 37.73 mile road course, and if you ever thought it was brave, someone going up for a header at the far post, then watch this guy on YouTube. The speeds they reach are just phenomenal. He's won 23 races there now. He's just three shy of Joey Dunlop's record of 26, and he is just so synonymous, as I say, with the area. He is Morecambe born and bred, and everything that you read about him, he's called the Morecambe Missile. If he's interviewed, he says he's just a brickie from Morecambe. So he really does put the area on the map. His TT win in the electric race this year is viewed by over 900,000 people on YouTube. And that gives you just some indication of how popular this guy is in the sporting world.
Obviously a great character, you've got a lot of passion to make this happen. When you started the Facebook page, did you think it would snowball as much as it has?
I hope so, yeah. I think, I'm quite unassuming, and I think that's why John and I get on, because he's equally so, and he's really proud to just be given the opportunity potentially to do this. But it's not a foregone conclusion by any means, and that's why I'm continuing to put my weight behind it. And I'm really fortunate that so many of our customers at the dealership, at the Honda dealership, are getting behind this. They are getting in contact with local MPs, local councillors. We might just have the help of the AA in the very near future to help run a charity ride on the day with John at the helm. And this is very much our hope, because this will support St John's Hospice in Lancaster. The ladies from the hospice came down to see us and John McGuinness yesterday at the dealership. And we've just got such a barrage of support from all corners. Motorcycle News, the biggest biking publication in the country, are behind it. That we just feel that the more weight we can get behind this campaign, the more the council and local MPs will have to take notice and get behind it themselves.
So is it twofold? One, to actually open the road, you know, you can picture John at the helm of, you know, 500,000 bikers behind him, and the other to call it John McGuinness Way?
Yeah, well, a local lady actually from Morecambe came to me, as she'd suggested the name John McGuinness Way some time ago, and so it has become two-pronged. I was very much of the opinion that he should open it, and this lady came and said, well, they should name it after him, and John McGuinness Way just seems so apt. And again, for the achievements that he's had in the sporting world, not just at the TT, he's won at Daytona, at Macau Grand Prix, he's scored points at Grand Prix level. This is a man who can count Valentino Rossi and Mark Webber as friends of his. And again, just such an unassuming guy, you know, so he's lived here all his life, his family live here, they still go to the schools in the area. We just need more people to get behind it, because if we can get them to name the road, well, he's got to be there to open it. And then if we can have the whole of the biking community following down that road, just shows local bikers at their very, very best.
The sort of the closing date's coming up, isn't it? What is the sort of the protocol? What's happening at the moment? There is a closing date by which nominations have to be in, presumably.
Well, what's happened with that is we were led to believe that the council would shortlist names and it would go to a public vote, and there's been some ambiguity on that a little bit at the moment. So people can go to the Facebook group where we're attempting to keep them up to date as and when we get news, and that's called John McGuinness to Open M6 Link Road. They can also go to www.northwest-honda.co.uk and get some more information on the homepage. But for us, again, it's a little bit unclear, so we really need people to get in touch with, as I said, local councillors, MPs, because, as I repeat, it's not a foregone conclusion. And whilst we accept that the MPs, the councillors, will want to have a bit of a backslapping exercise on the day, we just think it's a fantastic way to put Morecambe on the map, to show this sporting legend in all his glory, to show all his fans in support of him, and what a YouTube moment that would be for the area, and really put Morecambe continually on the map.
And you mentioned a charity element to this as well.
Yeah, well, our group, the Cox Motor Group, which is David Cox, the MD and owner of Lancaster Honda, where I work, has always supported St John's Hospice. Obviously, Costain, who run the Link Road project, also support St John's Hospice. And these ladies, I met Sue and Catherine yesterday, the hospice themselves look after elderly and infirm, local elderly people, looking after relatives as well through the grieving process. And they just do some fantastic work. And like many local places, they're affected by the recent floods. And like any charity, they really depend on the donations. And our hope is that if we can get, you know, even 1,000 bikers running behind McGuinness opening this road, that will help to raise a lot of funds for St John's Hospice, which they desperately need.
And you yourself had a famous father in the TT, didn't you, many years ago?
I mean, my father, my late father, David Morris, was a TT winner 3 times over, and he's perhaps not as well known as John. But that's where my heritage comes from. That's how I got into bikes. And I know John because his second TT win back in year 2000 was on my late father's bike that he built and raced and also won his TTs on. So, as I said, I'm probably not brilliantly objective on the subject, but, you know, this guy means a great deal to me and a great deal to my family. And obviously he is associated with Honda as a brand, where I work and have done since 2004. And I just think it's the right thing to do. The family would be so proud if he could play a part in this. And as I said, I think it'd be amazing for the area.
He is the only name I've heard. Are there other names in the frame? Do you know any of other names?
I don't know of any other people in the fold that are being put forward with any particular sort of support as such. I think there's probably been one or two things suggested. But, you know, if we look at likely candidates, I just feel John is head and shoulders above. And, you know, he's not asking to be lauded as this fantastic sporting hero in Morecambe. But myself and thousands of other people believe that he should be. And the fact that he doesn't expect it or doesn't necessarily feel that he should shows you just what type of guy he is. So I think it's got to happen for me. And I really hope, like I say, the council and local MPs will get behind it. They can slap each other on the back with McGuinness in the fold, I'm sure.
I'm told that favourites put forward so far include John McGuinness Way, the Bay Expressway, and the Bring Me Sunshine Way.
Yeah, obviously Eric Morecambe is somebody that is, again, a local entertainment legend. And I think we've all got pictures of our kids or ourselves with the statue on Morecambe Prom. I think for me that's probably one of the only credible alternatives, and hopefully his life is celebrated by that statue on the prom. And I think to look at the lineage and the links between John and the fact that the Link Road goes to Heysham Ferryport, which subsequently goes to the Isle of Man TT, the fact that it's a road and this man is obviously synonymous with road racing, and we should add, has been told he can't wheelie down it on the day, then I just think it's a no-brainer. I think he should be linked with that road.
Well, if you want further details of how to go about that, we'll put it all on Lancashire Action. Best of luck with the campaign, and let us know how you get on.
Live across the Red Rose County, John Gilmore on BBC Radio Lancashire.